homesteading had just been opened up in the northwestern province of Canada. With millions of acres of free land to be settled, it is not surprising that many were anxious to secure homesteads for themselves and their families. Among them were the Cantrells, who chose a section in the province of Saskatchewan. One of the sons of the Cantrell families, young Bob, was not content to farm. And as soon as he could leave home, he went to the United States. There he obtained employment in a large store in a Michigan city. In the course of time, Bob rose to a good position in the firm and was earning quite a large salary. However, like many young men, he began living at a fast pace and lost his position through drink. He now went deeply into earth's pleasures, but nothing he could do quenched the thirst of his immortal spirit. He learned by bitter experience the truth of the scripture, that the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Ecclesiastes 1 and 8. At last, finding life a burden, poor Bob resolved that he would end his miserable existence. He loaded his gun and, laying it aside, awaited a convenient season to put an end to his earthly course. But God's eye was upon him, and he would not let him forget his earthly training. The Holy Spirit made him realize his guilt, obstinacy, and rebellion, and turned his thoughts to his little Bible. As he began to read this precious book, his eyes were then opened to see that he was lost, guilty, and condemned. One day a friend casually suggested that he go and hear a preacher who was holding services in a nearby hall. Bob gladly responded and went to the place, even though it was through a blinding snowstorm. Several times he thought of returning home, but impelled by an unseen power, he pressed on. The preacher read that night the wonderful words of Isaiah 53:5-6. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. During the reading of the scripture, Bob rose to his feet and with deep emotion inquired, "Is that in the Bible?" The preacher replied that it was and added, "I'll show it to you." Reading for himself the wondrous declaration that God had laid all his sins on the Lord Jesus and that he had been wounded for Bob's transgression, Bob exclaimed, "Thank God! That's enough for me." Bob left that hall rejoicing in Christ as his Savior. He knew himself to be a new creature in Christ, and humbly but happily, he embarked on a new life for God's glory. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Listening friend, the Savior who was claimed that night long ago by the young man of our story, this Savior can be claimed today in the same simple fashion by you. Simply an acknowledgement of your sin and an acceptance of the sinner's Savior, the Lord Jesus, will assure you of everlasting life. For he who has the Son has life. Would to God you'd have Christ today by faith, for then you would have eternal life. He will bless you. Will you trust him?